Good morning. Thank you very much for coming. I apologize for starting a bit late. Okay, we are going to learn today Daf Yud Aleph. And let's start again on Yud Amud Beis with the Mishnah on Yud Amud Beis. That will take us into Daf Yud Aleph. So, the theme of today's Daf is actually going to be the question of, are we worried that people will make mistakes? Or are we not so worried? And let's begin with the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, both can or Yudalit, ubi Yudalit Shachris, ubi Shas Habior. So the simple way to read this Mishnah is that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you check for chametz three times on the night of the 14th in the morning, and at the 14th, at the Shas Habiur, namely, at the sixth hour. So you check for chametz three times, let's say 7 p.m., 6 a.m., and then 12 o'clock. Chacham say no. Lo badak or yudalid, if you didn't check on the night of the 14th, yivdok bi yudalid, then you check on the morning of the 14th. Lo badak bi yudalid, if you didn't check on the morning of the 14th, yivdok besoch hamoed, then he checks in the sixth hour, the time of the burning. Lo badak besoch hamoed, if you didn't check within the sixth hour, yivdok l'achar hamoed, then you should check after the sixth hour. Now, whenever you do a bedika, you're going to find some stuff. Masha Mishayer, whatever you found, you should put it in storage. So you don't need to have another check, because after you cleaned and checked, something went missing. So then you're going to have to check again. It's better to put it away in a storage area, in a safe area. Okay, says the Gemara. Again, assuming the way we interpreted Rabbi Yehuda, that you're supposed to check three times, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? So Rabbi Chizda, Rabbi Bar Avuna, Amri Tarvayu, they both explain, Keneged Shalosh Hashbasos Shebetorah. The Torah uses three terms of getting rid of chametz. It says Bal Yira'eh, it says Bal Yimatzei, it says Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu. So each of these are terms of getting rid of chametz. It can't be seen. You have to get rid of it. It can't be found. You have to get rid of it. Destroy it. That means getting rid of it. So since it says three times to destroy, you have to check. In other words, search it out three times. It says, Lo yoreh lo chametz, Lo yoreh lo chasaor. And it says, Shevas yam saor lo yimatzei bevateichem. And then it says, Ach bayom rishon, Tashbisu saor mibateichem. So according to this interpretation, Rabbi Yehuda is saying you check three times, because the Torah speaks of, you know, three different forms or getting rid of chametz. Masiv, Rabbi Yosef challenged this. We learned. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol shlo badak b'shlosha prakim alalu, the Braisa says, anyone who, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you didn't check it during these three times, namely of the night and the day of and the afternoon, Shuveno Bodik, then he can't check again. If he didn't check during these three times, then he can't check. So Alma, so apparently it's not that you should check three times. He's saying you have three times, but no more. Alma Mikan and Elochud Pligi. That they're arguing about checking later. And so Yehuda doesn't say you need to check three times. He says either the night of, or the morning of, or the sixth hour. But if he didn't do that, then too late. And the Rabbanan are saying, if you didn't check during the sixth hour, so you just check later. Check all Yom Tov. So if you, the Chacham are saying you can check all Yom Tov, and the Rebbe is saying you only have till Erev Yom Tov. So, according to this Bryce, that's not the way we were explaining it. Mar Zutra Masni Hachi. Mar Zutra explained. Mar Zutra had a Bryce that said this explicitly. That um, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's not telling you to check three times, he's just telling you when you can't keep checking. Master Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked a question. We looked at a price of Yehuda Omer. Yehuda says, Kol Shlobarek Vachem Yishlo Shabak Malalu Shoveinu Bodek. That if you didn't check in one of these three times, then you can't check. Alam Shoveinu Bodek could plead. So clearly, the question is about whether you can check later. El Rav Yehuda Nami Im Lo Badak Kama. So Yehuda is saying also, not that you have to check three times, but if you didn't check once, you can check during another time. So what's the argument between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim? Mar Savar Mekami Yisura In Bas Yisura Lo. Rav Yehuda holds you can check before there's a prohibition of chametz, but once there's a prohibition of chametz, you shouldn't be checking anymore. Why? Why shouldn't you be checking if it's the 15th at night or the 16th once chametz is prohibited? Because apparently Yehuda is worried if you're looking for the chametz, then Zera, we're worried. You might find chametz and you might actually eat it. And to eat chametz on Pesach is a very severe sin. It's a chiyuv kares. Rabbanan Tzavri, lo gazrina, and the Rabbanan say no. You can look for chametz once chametz is already prohibited. We're not worried that if you find, you might eat it. So now we have today's daf, the discussion of, are we worried about things? Does Rabbi Yehuda normally make such a decree, don't get involved with something, because then you might end up eating it. We know that there's a mitzvah of chadash. The new grain is not allowed to be eaten until the korban omer taken from the new barley is brought. And the korban omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. Yes.
Why wouldn't this
Mishnah
prove to
logical
that on this night?
Okay, it was quoted earlier.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So we know there's a prohibition of chadash. You're not allowed to eat the new grain until the minchas omer is brought. But it's not. We looked at a Mishnah. Mishakara for omer. Once the korban omer was brought. Yotzin, umotzin, shukim, yishalayim, shemlei, kemach, v'kali. You can go out. So let's say the korban omer was brought in the morning. In the afternoon of the second day of Pesach, the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, you'll find that the markets of Jerusalem are filled with flour, ground flour, as well as kali, as well as wheat that's been popped. It's caramelized wheat. Now, if they had all this stuff ready to go, they must have been grinding the wheat into flour and popping the wheat when it was all prohibited, right? Because you can only eat the new stuff after the carbon's brought. The moment the carbon was brought, you've got all these finished products. You have flour. Flour is ground wheat. Flour doesn't grow. What grows is wheat. You have to then grind the wheat into flour. So right away, the markets are filled with stuff. Shalom, baratzen chachamim. And this is something that the sages were not happy about. Div Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Baratzon Chachamim Hayu Osin." The sages were very happy about it. They're fine with it. So what do you see? According to Rabbi Meir, the sages are not happy because how could you allow people to grind wheat into flour when the flour is prohibited? It's before the carbon was brought. Why don't they want you to grind the wheat into flour? Because they're worried people might eat it. And why does Rabbi Yehuda say, I don't care, it's okay, the sages were fine with it? He's not worried people are going to eat something. So why did Rabbi Yehuda switch his position in regards to chametz? He says, no, don't look for chametz once it's Pesach, because people might eat it. But he's the one who says he can be preparing chadash product when chadash is prohibited, because we're not worried people are going to eat it. The local cause of Rabbi Yehuda, the Maasil HaMechamine, Rabbi Yehuda does not make them agree that maybe people are going to eat from it. So the Gemara gives a bunch of answers. I'm a rabbah. Rabbah said, when it comes to preparing the new grain products, before the permission of the new grain, Shani Chadash, there it was different. When we deal with the prohibition of Chadash, Because we said that before the omer is brought, you're not allowed to pick with a sickle. You can only pick the grain with your hands. The Torah says, "Reishis ketzirchem," your first ketzira, your first normal harvest is the omer itself. So since this flour or popped wheat came from wheat that was picked in an unusual way, it was picked with kituf, it wasn't picked with ketzira, it was just that the person by hand pulled off some wheat. So therefore, Amar Rabba explained, shiny chadash, when it comes to the new grain, it's different. It's okshloi tartal elo de kituf. You only allowed him to pick the grain with his hand. So who's zachor? Then he remembers not to eat it. Therefore, there's no problem. Amalei Abaya said to him, Tenach b'shas ktifa. Okay, that's fine when you're picking the grain. Tchina, when you're grinding the grain. V'harkada, or when you're sifting the grain. Ma'ikul ameima. At that point, it looks like regular grain, and it's chadash. It's before the omer was brought. So why isn't Rabbi Yehuda worried? The people are going to eat it. So Gemara says again, another point. Hello, Kash, it's not a question. Tchina b'rechaya diyad. They would not grind it in the normal way. They would not grind it with the millstones. The new grain, before the omer was brought, would only be ground with a hand mill. And harkadah, and even the sifting, it wasn't done in the normal way. Al-gabe nafa, it was done on the back of the sifter. In other words, they would turn the sifter upside down, and then they would pour through it the flour. So again, all these actions of doing the grinding in an unusual way, the picking in an unusual way, the sifting in an unusual way, would be a reminder to the person that he shouldn't eat it. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda was okay with people preparing this new grain product, even when it was prohibited. He wasn't worried people were going to eat it. So now another question. This was under a Mishnah in Menachos. You're allowed to harvest in the normal way, a field of wheat that is dependent on irrigation canals, not a field that only has rainwater. And the field of wheat that's in the valleys, even though it's before the Omer. And the reason why you're allowed to cut this grain in the normal way is because this is grain that couldn't be used anyway for the Omer. And there's a special drush on Menachos that since the Torah says about the Omer, Reishis Ketzirchem, the first of your harvest, what has to be first of harvest? The wheat from the very good places, from the very fertile places. But the wheat that's not so fertile, you could harvest that even before the Omer. Now, even though you can harvest the Beis HaShlachim and the fields and the valleys of a low gochin, you don't make a big pile of that wheat. Who Kim that we explained is Rabbi Yehuda. That's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So now, Ma'ikul Amema, now what are you going to say? It was harvested in the normal way. So if it's harvested in the normal way, why isn't Rabbi Yehuda worried that people might go and eat it when they're not allowed to eat it? Elam Arbayas Abayas had another explanation. Why does Rabbi Yehuda not? Why is he not concerned about people making flour and popped wheat of chadash before the omer was brought? Why isn't he worried people might eat it? He answered, Abaye chadash, vadilnine. People are used to not eating chadash. They know they can't eat it all year. It started growing in the winter. They can't eat it. So now that they're preparing it, they know they still can't eat it. But chametz is hard to change habits. Lo bavil minei. People have not separated from the chametz, so therefore they might go and take from the chametz. Amar Rava Rava said, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. I understand. Rabbi Yehuda was a contradiction against Rabbi Yehuda. Because here, in regards to chametz, Rabbi Yehuda says, I am worried that if you look for chametz on Pesach, you might eat it. But in regards to chadash, he said, you can prepare the chadash before the omer. I'm not worried you might eat it. So what about the Chachamim? They also are a contradiction. Right? In our Mishnah, the Chachamim don't make a decree. They say you can check for Chametz once it's Pesach. But in regards to Chadash, Rabbi Meir, he's the one who says, the Chachamim are not happy about flour and about popped wheat that was made before the Omer. People might eat it. Why is there he worried that people might eat it, and here he's not worried that people might eat it, and he allows checking for Chametz on Pesach? So my answer is, Rebuta Lokasha Kiddushanina. Okay, we gave you the answer for Rebbe Yehuda. Chadash people stay away from, so therefore he's not worried that the preparations of the Chadash is going to lead to people eating the Chadash. Rabbanan Nami Lokasha. Rabbanan, it's also not a question. There's a big difference between preparing flour from Chadash grain versus searching for Chametz. When you search for Chametz, you're looking to destroy something. So who atzma machazer all of the sarfo? When somebody's pursuing something in order to destroy it, meichel kachal minei? Do you think he's going to eat from it? You think he's going to eat from it? He's pursuing it in order to destroy it. So since he's pursuing it in order to destroy it, then therein we don't say that, oh, we're worried he might find it and he might actually eat it. Well, according to the Chachamim, they said that they were unhappy with people preparing flour and popped wheat from Chadash before the Omer was actually brought. Why? Because they're worried people might eat it. They allow you to go look for Chametz on Pesach. Why aren't you worried people might eat it? The answer is, when you're looking for Chametz, you're looking to destroy something. When your whole purpose is to destroy something, you're not worried you're going to turn around and eat it. But when you're making flour to sell it in a day, maybe you'll eat some of it now. That's why they're upset about making flour before the Omer is brought. Rav Ashi said another answer. Rav Yehuda debita lo kasha. There's no contradiction in the views of Rav Yehuda. There's no contradiction in the views of Rabbi Yehuda, because what did Rabbi Yehuda say? The markets would be filled with flour and popped wheat. So, he's not worried about that. People might eat it if you make the flour and popped wheat before the Omer was brought. We're talking about flour and wheat. It's popped wheat. Who's going to eat flour and popped wheat? Nobody eats that stuff. You eat bread. So that's why we're not worried that's why according to Yehuda, they would allow them to prepare the flour and the popped wheat before the Omer was brought. Says the Gemara, Hadar Rav Ashi Badusahi, but this answer Rav Ashi is wrong. It's a joke. Hatenach mikali ve'elach. Because it's true, after it was popped, the wheat is not, it's not edible. But meikara atkali. But when it was still moist, before it was dried out, what are you going to say? Ma'ika l'meimer. Then it was edible. L'chitema ayudei kito kidirava. Maybe you're going to say the answer of Rava. If you're going to say, well, even before it was popped, it's not going to be eaten because it was picked by hand. Since it was picked by hand, people are remembering not to eat it. But then what are you going to say about Rava's point? That there are certain fields that produce not good wheat, there you're allowed to harvest by sickle, and so you should be worried that people might, right? So you have the same question of Rava, Kidurava, Elakotsun Beis Ashlachim Shabbat Makit. This mission that says you're allowed to harvest normally with the sickle, the wheat that grows in the fields that are very dry, or the wheat that grows in the fields that are in the valleys, we came to Kibbutz, we said it was like the view of Rabbi Yehuda, and Michael and Emma, what are you going to say? There's no reminder. Ella, so again, Rav Ashi, this idea of Rav Ashi, that Rabbi Yehuda is not worried and allows people to prepare wheat and popped wheat, and allows people to prepare flour and popped wheat of Chadash, of Rav Ashi Badusi, that is incorrect. Now the Gemara asks the question, is it true that when you have things like chametz that people are in the habit of using, Rabbi Yehuda is worried that people are going to forget and take from it and eat from it. And he goes, Rabbi Yehuda, does Rabbi Yehuda make us such a gzeira of Atzlam? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Lo yikov adam shofera shel beitza. A person should not make a hole in a shell of an egg. V'malena shemen. And fill it with oil. V'tnen v'tzad aner. Put it next to a lamp. So that will be dripping into the lamp on Yom Tov. And even if this is made out of earthenware, you're not allowed to do it because we're worried that somebody might decide he needs that oil to eat. And then when he takes the oil out of this contraption, that's considered machaba, that's considered extinguishing a flame. Yuda Matir, Yuda says you're allowed to. Now, even though oil is something that people normally eat, so you see Rabbi Yehuda says he's not worried people are going to take it. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds even things that even things that people are not separating from, we don't assume people are going to go take and eat them. And so Gemara, no, Hasa Mishum Chomer B'Shabbos Mivdo B'Dili. There, we're dealing with an issue of Shabbos. People would take from that oil, they would be doing Machabeh. So people are careful because of the stringency of Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Rami the Shabbos had a Shabbos. We can ask a contradiction about whether we are so worried about the stringencies of Shabbos. The tiny one in Abaisa, Hevel Dli. If you have a rope of a bucket over a well, Shanifsak, and then it breaks on Shabbos, Lo Yehi Kosho, you're not allowed to tie it, because that's a Kesher Shel Kayama, Ela Onbo, but you can make a boat. If you don't, Rita says, Korech alav punda. He can wrap on it a belt. Opsikaya. Opsikaya are, you know, things that are put on the thighs, like stockings. Ubuvat shaloyan benu. But you can't make a bow. Because if you make a bow, maybe you'll make a knot. So kasha Yehuda to Yehuda. So you have a contradiction of Yehuda. Here, Rabbi Yehuda says, don't make a bow because you might make a knot. And there, Rabbi Yehuda said, we're not worried you're going to take oil out of the contraption. Kashi Drabana, Drabana. You have a contradiction. Drabana said, we're worried you're going to take oil out of the contraption. And here, they're not worried that if you make a bow, you might make a knot. So, when I said, Drabana, Drabana, lo kasha, it's not a contradiction in the Drabana. Shemen b'shemen, michlif. People sometimes get confused. This oil with that oil, and they start taking. However, and even Mekshir Lomich, but people are not going to confuse the ability to make a bow with making a knot. The Yehuda Lokasha, and there's not a contradiction in the views of Rabbi Yehuda, because time of Rabbi Yehuda, Lav Mishum de Gazra Aniva Tekshira. Rabbi Yehuda is not saying don't make a bow because you might make a knot. Lav Mishum de Kasar Aniva Gupa Tekshira He. Rather, it's because he holds that the bow itself is considered a permanent knot. Says the Gemara, "Rami Rabban, not Rabban." We can ask a contradiction on the Rabban. It's not because we look at the Mishnah, "Hoshen Dli b'Fiskaya." You can tie up the bucket with the stockings, "Avalo b'Chevel," but not with a rope. If you do not have a chevel, Yehuda allows you to tie it with a rope. Yehuda allows you. Now, chevel d'mai. What type of a rope are we dealing with? Yili mechevel d'almo. If it's a regular rope. Rabbi Yehuda Matzir Kesher Shel Kayamahu. And Rabbi Yehuda allows it. Now it's a permanent knot. The Vadi Yassi Luftuli, you're certainly going to leave it there. El of Shita, the Gardi. We're talking about the rope of the weavers. The Gazer Rabbanah, but the Rabbanah make a decree. Chevel de Gardi, Yatu Chevel de Alma. Don't use the rope of the weavers, because then you might start using regular ropes. So Gemara says, "In that's the case, chevel bechevel michlof. Yeah, one rope might be confused with another rope, but even b'kshir lo michlof. But a bow is not going to be confused with a knot." Another question: is it true when you're dealing with something people normally stay away from, then Rabbi Yehuda is not worried that people might eat it? Well, it's not going to learn in a brisa. Bechor, you have a bechor, a firstborn animal. You're not allowed to make a blemish on that animal. Now it has some type of bleeding issues. So even if it's going to die from this infection, In Makizim Lodam, you're not allowed to bloodlet because if Yehuda's worried, if you do that, you might start making a mum in it. Might start deliberately making blemishes in it, which is a prohibition. Even though you're talking about a carbon, we're talking about something people everybody stays away from. It's a bechor. Chacham say, no, you can do that. You can take out the blood as long as you don't do it in a spot that will make it a blemished animal. The says, no, awesome, there it's different. There, people are worried about their property. If this bechor dies, the kohen's going to lose out. So then I'm reading, then we say, if you allow him to bloodlet in a way that doesn't create a blemish, then he might even bloodlet in a way that would make a blemish. And the Rabbanan will tell you, Kol Shekin, since you're dealing with a guy who's under stress because his money is in danger, certainly, if you're going to say to him he can't do anything, but then he might do it in a problematic way. Says the Gemara, do we say according to Rabbi Yehuda that a person is under stress about his money? Well, that's not what we're doing in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein mekardin habehema biyom tov. You can't do kirud on an animal on Yom Tov. Because that's going to make a wound and make the animal bleed. But you could do Mekartzefin. Chacham say in Mekartin, af in Mekartzefin. You can't do Mekartin, and you also can't do Mekartzefin. The time when the Brisa is there, Kidur, is there, Kutsu. What are these two different things? Kidur is to comb the animal with Ketanim, with these very thin pokes, thin teeth. Osim chabura, it's very likely to make the animal bleed. Kirtsuf is gedolim, it's when they're bigger thistles. Ein osim chabura, they don't make the animal bleed. So what do you see? Rita says, you're allowed to do kirtsuf. It's not worried, if you do kirtsuf, it might lead you to do kidur, or kirud. And I says, no, awesome there, the shavik le'mayis. There, if you leave it, the animal would die. There we see a person's under stress about his money. Acho here, yishavik le, if you leave it, it's just going to be pain. So I mean an adam bo'olam u'mono. And we don't say that a person's stressed about his money. Rabbi Yehuda, ma'ishna gabe chametz to gazar, ma'ishna gabe kirtzef to lo gazar. Why does he make a decree in regards to chametz? And he doesn't make a decree to say, don't do kirtzef, because then it might lead you to do kidur. Answer is lechem b'lechem michlef. Bread might be confused with other bread. But kidur b'kirtzef lo michlef. But everybody knows that kidur is very different than kirtzef. And people will not confuse one for the other. Right, next mission we've seen before. Reb Meir says, ochlin kol chamesh, you can eat for the first 5 hours of the morning of Erev Pesach, Masor from Tchilas Sheish, you start burning the chametz right away in the beginning of the 6th hour. Even though Midah Oraisa, you should be burning in the beginning of the 7th hour. We're worried that people might confuse 1 hour from the next. Rabbi Yudom Arvita says, Ochlin Kol Arba, you can burn chametz, you can eat chametz the first 4 hours. The Tolan Kol Chamesh, in the 5th hour, you don't do anything. You can't eat anymore, but you don't have to destroy. Masor from Tchilas Sheish, but you burn in the beginning of the 6th hour. Rita said further, they were on the Beis HaMikdash, 2 loaves of a disqualified carbon toda on the platform, on Erev Pesach, when both loaves were there, the people knew that they could eat the chametz, when one loaf was taken away, that's when they knew they could have to stop eating, they wouldn't eat, but they didn't have to destroy it. When both of them were taken away, that's when people had to start burning. Says, the chametz is chulin, it can be eaten for the first 4 hours. With truma, chametz of the 5th hour, chametz of truma, chametz is eaten in the 5th hour. He agrees with sarfim tchilas sheish, they start burning at the beginning of the 6th hour. Okay, ad kan, dafid aleph. As I said, we'll continue tomorrow.